Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
49 faces looked to him in triumph. Over the last 12 months, they had each taken turns and promoted his business for a week at a time, driving over $987,342 in revenue. What if you had a network of 50 centers of influence who promoted your business every week for a year? Grab your copy of the number one Amazon best-selling book, The Ultimate Guide to Growing Your Business with a Podcast, at 33% off the Amazon price by going to ultimatepodcastbook.com. Again, that website for 33% off the Amazon price is ultimatepodcastbook.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be joined by Chase Harmer, founder of Wishes.inc. Chase has spent 26 years as a payments entrepreneur and was one of the pioneers of virtual credit card technology. After building several companies and creating seven patents, Chase is now leveraging his past success to give back to the community and help other entrepreneurs building businesses as a lecturer and mentor at the Founders Institute and, of course, at Wishes.inc. Chase, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Seth. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. So what is Wishes.inc?
Yeah, well, Wishes, from a donor's perspective, we make charitable donations transparent, tax deductible, and rewarding, no matter where you're pushing your money. So donors can always understand what happens to the impact that they're giving. I think the connection in today's environment when you donate funds isn't there. When you donate to any organization or any crowdfunding platform, you never actually understand what happens to the money and how it's being utilized. Or in most cases on crowdfunding, you never get a tax deduction. So we wanted to solve all those problems and make it a viable product for donors and help nonprofits provide transparency to the people that they're raising funds from.
So that is awesome. How did you get started in this?
Yeah, well, so I've been in credit card payments forever. I started building payments technology in 2014, but I was one of the first pioneers inside of the virtual credit card processing space. And essentially what we were doing in the business world was paying suppliers. So if you think about the travel business where you go to booking.com or Expedia.com and you're paying for a hotel room or an airline ticket, the Expedia basically turns your purchase into a virtual credit card and pays the hotel or the airline. That's how that works in real time. So we actually just applied the same exact principles I did in the business world for donations and created ledgers on both sides of the transaction to solve a real problem inside of the black box of charitable giving, which is really the only industry in the United States right now that is still a black box, really.
Okay. And how you've spent so much, decades in the payments processing business. What was the moment of inspiration when you said, I've got to go fix this?
I was tired of every grocery store asking me for a dollar and never understood.
The whole roundup.
But it's like, this is for the kids. Like, what kids? Like, and how is that money being spent? And then you turn on the news and that particular grocery store chain, Kroger's, Safeway, whatever, is basically saying, hey, we gave away $40 million to this foundation. When in actuality, it was a million customers that gave a dollar. And really, who's getting the tax deduction is that supermarket. But even giving to any charity or crisis, when you see a huge crisis like the Maui fires, you can't act, when you're donating to a charity that's on the ground floor, it's going into a general fund. It's not going to that actual thing. And so I wanted to be able to make an impact where it mattered to me as a donor. And that's really why I sought out to solve this problem, because to me, I'd been creating that ledger of transparency the last 9 years before that. So I was like, well, just apply this to the donation space, charitable giving space, which is, it employs like 10, it's like almost represents about 7% of the US GDP. So, it's a big, huge market, trillions of dollars a year. And it's a problem that almost every donor has with donating and why a lot of donors don't actually donate today.
Did you, and normally we think of nonprofits as, let's say, the do-gooders of the world, and those folks who are in business to help others in a very specific way. Have you encountered any pushback along the way? Because you're kind of disrupting the model just a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, what we see, there's a lot of nonprofits out there that would love to show that transparency. And I think if you're a new nonprofit, it's almost impossible to raise funds in this market because you have to have that history of doing good, right? If you're trying to create a new mission, you're like, hey, look at me, I'm doing this great stuff. No one, you don't have a track record. So people don't actually trust you. So how do you create that trust, right? Is you be transparent. If you look at Charity Water, the model charity, the Charity Water. They give 100% of those donations to the mission. And then they're like, hey, if you know us, then donate towards the admin because, hey, we have real operational costs. We're a real business. But if you don't know us, donate towards the mission. You know, and I think that's really the model that we're trying to put on a bigger level. It's like, hey, listen, let's just be transparent about the way that we're doing. We understand that if you're a big company like Red Cross, you have people that work there. Like you have real overhead, you have real people costs. So that's, but the main question that I always get is like, donors from donors' perspectives is hey, what's going to admin? What's going to impact? If we're just transparent about that, then people don't really have a problem if they know, right? But when they don't know and they see 100 Mercedes-Benz in the parking lot, they kind of wonder, right?
Yes, I can count all the charities I saw with the Mercedes-Benz in their parking lot that weren't at a gala fundraising dinner all the time.
Exactly.
Exactly. So I love your example. I think Kiva.org has one of those buttons, which is like, hey, would you like to donate to help fund our expenses separately from the microloan to the third world entrepreneur? So it's obviously a known issue and people are working on it, but you've arguably solved it on a much bigger level. If you're allowed to disclose, how many nonprofits have you worked with so far in this platform?
Yeah, so we have th tens of thousands of donors and nonprofits on our wait list right now. So we essentially are going live in the market this early March. So we have a ton of interest, ton of people on the platform waiting to go live, and donors are the first people. The nonprofits have been really quick to raise their hand up and say, "Hey, we want this," because I think most nonprofits are. They're built for the mission, right? There are some nefarious ones out there that obviously have given this black box, a bad name, and unfortunately, that just affects everyone. And so, it's harder to raise funds as a nonprofit. So, nonprofits are keen to do it because they understand that it'll help them raise money.
I love that. How have you been getting the word out to the nonprofits that you've got arguably a better mousetrap?
Yeah, so my CEO, Annie Rhodes, has been in the nonprofit philanthropy space forever. She works at the Ford Foundation. She works with a lot of other big associations. So she has tons of nonprofits that are out there, and she's run surveys. They've all agreed to do this. We did some tests, market tests, and we got just tremendous feedback. And from little effort, we've gotten tens of thousands of people on the wait list. So obviously there's a huge need and people understand that there's a problem out there. And so the tests have worked so far, and obviously we're looking to go a little bit harder once we get closer to launch. So
What has surprised you about this process?
I think anytime that you disrupt a model, you definitely are going to have, I think, people trying to peck at it. But the reality is that there's just not a lot of people that have the ingrained knowledge that we do on the payments issuing side that is why this has never happened. Because I think the first thing that we've got is like, why didn't this happen sooner? Why hasn't someone done this sooner? And I think the only way that people thought to create ledgers or transparency was through blockchain. The unfortunate problem about blockchain is no one's using it, except for investors, right? So, the reality is that this doesn't change consumer behavior, right? So we're all paying with our phones, we're all using virtual credit cards, so we're all using Apple or Google, and you have your digitized wallet credit cards on your phone, and you're using those online, and that's really what we've done. We've just created an environment where we're not changing the user behavior, and I think that's the biggest difference because everyone's like, what? Why hasn't this been done yet? I think it just took someone from the industry to figure it out. So
That makes a lot of sense. Now, on the donor side, what happens? Can I round up the dollar at the grocery store? Am I going to have to say, no, I can't give to you? You got to go get on the Wishes platform. Like, how is this going to work?
Yeah. So we have Roundup capabilities. We're mainly targeting e-commerce, in marketplace, for our platform. But as a donor, you can donate to any charity that you want to, and you can always get your tax deductible receipts right there. So if you have 10 or 12 or 20 charities or whatever, how many charities you donate towards in a calendar year, you're able to have that dashboard and keep all of your accountability in one place, which is not something that's in the market either. So donors will always have the ability to, and then so think about that, your tax receipts at the end of the year, you can have it all in one place and give it to your CPA at the end of the year. And it's just super, super easy instead of actually having 20 different nonprofits you have to collect stuff from, you know?
That works. You have been, again, disrupting the market, and obviously it'll get a whole lot bigger when you go live and go public,
Oh, yeah.
with that information. What's been your biggest challenge so far?
I think the challenges are around, compliance, because when you're moving people's money, there's a lot of heavy lift on the compliance side. And so, the compliance side, and plus it's a new model that's never been done before. So the banks are always like, banks don't like risk, you know? So risk is, hey, this is new. Hey, this has never been done before. So the biggest challenge was just meeting all those obligations, which we've done. And it's been a very tedious, process, but and lengthy. It took about a year of compliance to get it done, and but we crossed all the D's, dotted all the I's, and so that was been the hardest process for sure. But we've gone through the gauntlet, and we're on the other side. So we're itching to go launch.
How do you scale to have the ability to process that many nonprofits being members in the program and that many transactions?
Yeah, so I mean, we built a technology to scale, and I built a fintech before that was processing billions of dollars. So we know how to build scalability, and we're working with some of the largest banks in the fintech space, like Cross River Bank and Pathward Bank and Mastercard. So we're built on systems that are built for scale. And Mastercard's a gigantic company. Cross River Bank is a massive fintech bank. Pathward Bank is a very, very large partner for Mastercard. So, we're working with some of the biggest platforms in the business. So we're really tied into a lot of those systems. So at the end of the day, our technology is built for scale, but we're plugged into back-end ecosystems that are massive and already processing trillions of dollars. So
Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
I think that this is cool because it has a chance to really make a lasting impact on the world around us. I feel like this will change charitable giving forever, because if the playing field is equal and you can donate on any platform, but you always understood where you got tax deductibility, you always understood what happened to your money, and you were always also able to get rewards for that. Today, you can't get, if you use a credit card to make a donation, you don't, there's no rewarding impact for that. And that's a nice to have, but if it's all embedded into the same process and all things being created equal, I mean, I think it's a pretty good bonus. So,
Yeah, absolutely.
yeah.
Well, we greatly appreciate your time. We know it's incredibly valuable. For our folks watching and listening who want to participate, either because they're a nonprofit, which probably a smaller percentage of our audience, or they are a donor, which is probably the bulk of them, where is the best place for them to go to learn more?
Yeah, go to wishes.inc. You can get them on the wait list there. We will get you in the know-how and the loop as far as how the timeline is for us to go to launch. Or if you want to reach out to me directly, you can reach out to me at Chase Harmer on LinkedIn. So,
All right, this has been Seth Green with Chase Harmer from Wishes.inc. Chase, thanks again for joining us.
thank you, Seth. Appreciate it.
Thanks everybody for watching or listening. We'll talk to you or see you next time.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.